So this is Russ Dizdar. I want to welcome you right now to Shatter Broadcast Live. Welcome to all those listening by internet, listening by the satellite, and those that download later on. Supernatural Hour, this is where God begins to, work into our lives and work into those who have been sent the file, a CD, an MP3. It's a supernatural hour in which God is engaged, summoning some of you, strengthening others, and just simply, we've prayed that God would stretch out his hand and demonstrate his great power and great might, saving, healing, delivering. That's the reason. It's up front. It's what it's all about. We're glad that you've come here on a Friday night. It is the 25th of February. We just got plastered by a massive snowstorm here. And I have about 8 inches outside and it's still snowing. We got the plow trucks coming for the driveway because I can't get out with this car. But it's great to be in here doing a lot of work and going to tell you some things quickly. But before we do, let me mention now fear-mongering. All this week we're doing a series on Pharaoh, the Antichrist, the beast, this venomous, looks like a man, sounds like a man, has the eyes like a man, but God describes him and the false prophet and the entire political, military, economic system that will rise. God describes it as Theron. The Antichrist, of course, most likely a counterfeit to the incarnation, the false prophet also, and the rise of the political empire, which will be the strongest political, military, economic system in the history of the world, far beyond the European Union, United States, or anything we've known this far in history. I want to touch on the fact that this week, it brings out a lot of, to some, scary events, and others would worry about the fear factor. I don't believe God gave us insight of the future only to drive us into fear, but to be gripped by what the dark side will do, the catastrophe that will come, the billions that will lose their lives, and the end of history. I would rather have the heads up, I would rather have the knowledge about the things that are about to occur than to be blindsided. And I'm going to tell you right now, in the world right now, three categories, I believe. Those are completely, blind to anything and everything going on. They're just like in the days of Noah. They're eating, they're drinking, they're marrying, they're going on with life. Now, they feel the sense of tough stuff, scary stuff, going on in the world, wars, rumors of wars, terrorism, all the rest. But there's a category that is not in the loop when it comes to end time events. They're just living their lives, pursuing it, and hedonism, humanism, whatever you want to call it, they're out there just living their lives. Maybe some of you living your lives, but there are those with alternative counterfeit, a counterfeit spiritual promise, doctrine, and agenda, and that has gone worldwide, and I'm saying billions are now infected, affected with that presence, and those are the ones that have received the precursors, just the tip of the iceberg and its presence and power that will, use them to help open the gates, use them to be the kind of first fruits of the rise of the Antichrist and the false prophet. I mean, if the precursors, dark spirits, dark doctrine, dark promise, dark agenda is received and accepted by millions, then they will be the ones that are going to be promoting, believing in, opening the doorways to, and when it arrives, they will be celebrating what they would believe is a world supernatural, super advanced being, and an advanced system, a new world order, a age of Aquarius, a spontaneous spiritual evolutionary burst in humanity, and that would include the politics, the military, the economic, the environment. And there are so many now that are engaged with the deceptive counterfeit precursors that they are part of the reason for the coming opening of the doors, the events, the chaos, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and on, that are going to occur. A third category, I think, is this. Though I do say that much of the body of Christ is biblically illiterate, I don't say it in a mean way. I say it as someone who knows, who's pastored churches and been deeply involved in the body of Christ. And to read, to study, to see seminaries, to see churches in many varieties. And so I am saying that a third of the New Testament, though it is biblical prophecy, is almost completely ignored. And so there are millions of believers in Christ that do not have the depth of the content of biblical prophetic revelation so that they could have the cutting edge insight that could be used for, well, one, making sure their life is on fire for Christ, making sure that they're doing everything they can to evangelize and be a part of the mission of God, to use spiritual authority to counter the dark side, to see victory in the advancement of the body of Christ. So I'm going to tell you that biblical prophetic revelation gives the cutting edge, but it also gives us the accurate, infallible, and the only systematic content that can be trusted. I don't trust the counterfeit New Age projections for the world. I don't trust the psychic, the remote viewer, Nostradamus, because you're dealing with individuals that are getting their content ultimately from, well, they can call it the Akashic Records, the Hall of Records, other spirits, spirit guides, or the alienologists that are getting it from, they think it's aliens, extra-dimensional entities, cosmocrators, planos, dark spirits, and they're getting the counterfeit. They are opening the door to layer the explicit counterfeit to the real. So to the believer, I'm saying, you're the one that has been given the Spirit of God and all of the content to freely know. You can read about that. First Corinthians chapter 2. We are given the Spirit of God that we could understand, that we can know the full content. And I want to tell you what, the Spirit of God hasn't given one line of the Word of God, prophetic Word of God, without the intent that it be studied, received, and used in our calculations of how to live our lives well and fruitful for Christ and how to see what is actually coming. There is no one that can see better. No one. Now, I've got Ed Dames' book, The Remote Viewer, the famous remote viewer that has done numerous prophecies based on his remote viewing. And in his book, Tell Me What You See, he acknowledges in the beginning and the end that they're acquiring their information about the future from, again, the Akashic Records, that Hall of Records, a source. I'm saying that source is where the prince of the power of the Eros, this domain, the Hall of Records is his domain. The Akashic Records is the dark side's domain lit up to look like something extraordinary, ancient, angelic-like, but it is the collective that I talk about in this, well, in this today, the dragon, this concept of what God has revealed about that collective. Very important to understand that when you get this content, whether out of Daniel, whether out of Matthew 24, Revelation, it's going to tell you of the most incredible events, the destruction of billions of lives, and the almost annihilation of the human race and the earth as we know it. So when you see the films out there, 2012, and all the stuff that we're hearing, you are seeing some of the stuff that is being projected from the 2012 prophecies, New Age prophecies, psychic remote viewer prophecies, things like that, that are trying to communicate to the world that, yes, catastrophe is coming, but that's a good thing. It's going to clear out. Mother Earth's going to clear out a lot of things, and that's a good thing because a New Age is coming. So there you got the second class. You know, taking what is going to come and spinning it as if it's a good thing so that we can get to the best thing, a new age, a globalism, a saving of the earth, and a depopulation, and et cetera, et cetera. Again, the counterfeit to what Christ, the Prince of Peace, will bring in the end. Now, that counterfeit is the lie of the ages. The Antichrist is the delusion of the ages. And all of what it brings is the pinnacle of deception that will thrust the world into the pinnacle of massive destruction, unheard of, unrecorded, unseen, unexperienced in all of human history, as the words of Jesus ring true. So I'm going to ask you right now, if you're in the category of just simply being out there, living your life, and somehow you're listening to this, and you're not really engaged in the, you know things are going on, but you're just busy. First of all, God loves you. Christ has come for you. There's a reason why he died on that cross. And there's a reason why you're listening right now, that God may get to your life, that Christ may be drawing you to him by the Spirit of God. That's why you're listening. To know what it is to be saved, to know Christ, to let God come into your life. And as you listen along and to other materials that we've done, you'll clearly understand what this means. We have a teaching on the left side of the website, www.shatterthedarkness.net, called Dynamic Discipleship. If you click onto that, you're going to find some MP3s. How do you know you're saved? How are you? What about the assurance? What happens at the moment of salvation? Let me point you to that and encourage you to go there. But more than anything else, let me point you to Jesus. As Savior and God, he's come for you and he's wanting to get into your life and bring you the gift of forgiveness, new life, eternal life, and knowing God. That can happen right now as you turn to him and receive him as Lord and Savior. Let me say to the second class of individuals, and that is, again, 2012ers and New Agers and psychics and remote viewers and Wiccans and Satanists and all of what that conglomeration, old occultism, secret societies, including the Masons and so forth. Very clear that all of your streams come from the same dark lake. It all brings out the same masqueraded promise, masqueraded doctrine and teaching, and masqueraded agenda. Let me say that it's real. It's, you know, you can experience the powers, the energies, the presence, the non-human enhancements, the spirit guides, and the voices. You can experience all of that. There's no question about that. But it comes from and leads to hell's depths. Deception. Do you want to be deceived? Do you want to literally be deceived and used to foster the greatest destruction the human race will ever see? New Agers, remote viewers, 2012ers, psychics, those that are in that vein, that stream. I'm going to tell you clearly, you will be deceived, are deceived, and will be used to foster and empower the greatest destruction the human race has ever seen. And so there's a reason why you're listening, that God, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of truth, would engage you and point you to the real Christ, God in human flesh, on the cross, wielding the greatest spiritual event in fallen human history. Shedding a blood that is more powerful than all the ancient bloodlines combined. And the work there means how to know God personally, how to be indwelt by God's presence, given the gift of indestructible immortality, and knowing that you know God personally, in relationship, and experience the love of God. So I call you in the sight of God, come out of the finite, counterfeit alternative spirit and that movement come out of the evolutionary development of the largest deception in human history. Come to the living Christ. He pursues you. He's pursuing you now, and that's why providentially you're listening. Even to the darkest of those who know what they're doing, Luciferian, even now, like the thief on the cross, there's a moment of grace. You spit on the cross, you trample the blood. Well, you can read about it, Hebrews chapter 10. To the third category, believers in Christ. Let me urge you to step back and ask where you are spiritually in Christ. Is he Lord of all? Are you filled with and clothed with the power of the Spirit of God? Are you part of the great mission, the greatest mission that could ever be? Does your life bear fruit? Do you have impact? Can you pray with power? Can you win souls to Christ? Can you pray against the demons and command them out of lives? Can and do you see the living, operative presence of your Savior in and around your life? If not, you are living in subnormal, abnormal, anemic Christianity. Like Sardis or like Laodicea. And whether you've let yourself fall into that or whether you've been in some kind of literally apostate or fallen denomination of churches or segments of Christendom like Sardis, once alive but has become dead, or like Laodicea, completely blinded and living in their own human power. God invites you to come out of that. Right now, to take up the cross daily and follow Christ, denying self. Without doing that, you can't even be a real disciple. And so I invite you to not only listen to this one final hour on Theron and the Antichrist and the end of days, but I'm letting you know that prophetic biblical revelation will tell of the, on the one hand, there's three levels in that biblical prophetic revelation. One, God unveiling what the dark side is going to do that's going to lead to the greatest catastrophes and the events that will just literally rip the whole planet apart in every way and bring in Satan in human skin, the greatest deception, the greatest, all of these things we've been talking about. Another part of that prophecy is what God's going to do, how he'll restrain it for the sake of saving more. When it does, when the restrainer is removed, how in the midst of everything, God will be saving and working and operative. Two witnesses will be out in the field worldwide. No one can stop them. And God will eventually, in the great tribulation, the great tribulation, that second half of the 7 years, will thunder down his wrath on the beast kingdom that we're going to talk about today. And it will end the second coming of Christ, which is a glorious thing, because if you're a believer, you are in Revelation 19:14. You are there. Let me say this again. It will give you horrific revelation about what's going to happen because of the dark side. It will give you massive, glorious information about what God is going to do, including the coming glorification, including the seeing God face to face, the new heaven and the new earth by God, the millennium and the healing of the nations and the Prince of Peace. You're going to see all of that. It will also give you a picture of what mankind, maybe you listening a year from now to this, we could be in the midst of the great chaos a year from now. And if you're listening then, well, please understand that even this prophecy I'm talking about describes what human beings are going to do in the future. It's all there to bring a heads up, a warning. Even the prophecy in Psalm 2, 3 2,000 years ago, God has spoken directly to the globe, to the peoples of the earth, to the nations, and specifically to the political, military, kings, leaders, presidents, and so forth. God has given a heads up. He's also questioned their loyalties, and he has summoned them to turn to the Son, to embrace Christ, but also given a warning. So in sharing these things that are going to occur, though they are the most, well, catastrophic and, as some would say, fearful and scary events, well, you better believe it. Hell is a scary issue. Billions losing their lives, the Antichrist rising, the false prophet coming, the abyss being opened, and ultimately Armageddon, that's some pretty scary stuff. You read just simply Matthew 24. Look what Jesus does. I want to say to all spiritual leaders in Christ, if you in any way compromise the content of the words of Christ, the words of God, you quench the Spirit of God, you steal from the people of God their heads up, their warning, their cutting edge information that could be used for purity, for aggressive action, and massive evangelism. By holding back the content of the Word of God, you evidence compromise. You evidence not the lordship of Jesus Christ, but you becoming the controller of the content. When God commands preachers, spiritual leaders, teachers to unleash the Word of God in the sight of God, Christ Jesus, and the elect angels, that it is to be explained and given out, and you're to forget about those who, with itching ears, only want to hear certain things. Don't let compromised, backslidden, hypocritical spiritual individuals determine your ministry. Look up into the face of Christ. Without compromise, bring the best and the full counsel of God to the people of God, to the world that we live in. Time is short. All that's being done on God's side of the fence is for the sake of the salvation of souls. Even the restrainer, holding back the bursting at the seams, bulging at the seams, presence of the regime, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the chaos that will launch the world into events that changes everything and cannot be reversed. By the restrainer's presence, we have time. Make the most of it. Let me stop and say again, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. This is the Shatter live broadcast, again, February the 25th, 2011. Listening live by satellite, internet radio, or by thousands of you all over the world, the archives. May God lead some of you to make the CDs or send the MP3s to everyone you can. We want to get tons of this information into Russia, all around the world. Use it evangelistically. Get it out. Put it everywhere you can as you feel the Spirit of God leads you. Let me share an update quickly concerning the website, shatterthedarkness.net. We have just heard today Chris White from Nowhere to Run. And he has done such excellent work, excellent videos. I just received one today that he is telling everybody out there that we are offering all of our courses and materials free. That is absolutely true. We have quite a few up right now. We are fixing two more of them, and we are adding a brand new one right now, the Book of Acts, Field Manual for the End of Days. And then we will begin to add Spiritual Leadership for the End of Days, a verse-by-verse study of the book of Revelation. There's one course called The Wood Between the Worlds that focuses only on the cross. Another course called The Death Code and the Biblical Revelation of Indestructible, Irreversible Immortality, the Glorification. And then there's one that'll just deal with a sequence of the second coming events of Jesus Christ. Those are all going to be developed. Yes, they're all there. They're all free, and we want everybody to have it. If you go to the website, it's busy. Go down the middle, and it'll tell you about the live daily show. And as you go down the middle of the website, you'll see archives where you can go. You'll see upcoming broadcasts. And let me just say quickly, you'll see the support tab. Without any kind of products and business applications and so forth sells that way, we only rely on one thing, that support tab and God's leading. And so we invite you to, if you are benefited and believe more would be benefited and you want to see it all out there, you can help if you want to do that. If you scroll down a little further, the newest daily materials, two conferences, one that is coming in Groton, Connecticut, New England area, March 25th, 26th, 27th, the C Conference, a supernatural explanations event. Just click on that poster and you'll get all the information. Second conference, the politics of religion, April 1st and 2nd, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Click on that or click on where we say to there and you can register, see more information, so forth. The next step down, various times, Blog Talk Radio, which we may move to and put in the same hour as this live broadcast so that you can have chat abilities and sync it with that. Otherwise, there are many various MP3s there. There's the weekend's preemption broadcast, the Four Horsemen, the Abyss. You see all the series and so forth that are up there. Preemptive newsletter you can sign up for. The call-in alert line, SIIU, and other things. The book, The Black Awakening. And I will say again, unlike anything that's out on the market right yet, and we have about 180 hours of MP3s now that we're saying that goes with the book that gives you massive content. Down below, you'll see a lot more MP3s. And the site is connected to many others. And yes, we're connected to Facebook and so forth. We appreciate so many that we are connected with. We're telling you about this because we've just done a major update on the site. We've also done a major update on the bio for Russ Dizdar, me. And that just tells you more content, more information that has been requested. And especially by those where we're coming to do conferences and so forth. So we want you to know that. I'm going to be gone in the weekend on a REAP trip, research, evangelism, exposure, and prayer. Be back on Monday. But we'll be out there. Keep us in prayer. But here we go in the last, we have about 35 minutes of this program. This week, the series has been Theron. And there are PDF file notes that you can get on a daily basis and get ahead of time. And, print them out, use them. I follow them down, but as I'm led, there's times that I, like right now, I've already taken away 15 minutes of the content of the notes only because of what I felt needed to be put in here and added. And otherwise, let's look at the notes, and it's page 6 if you've got them. By the way, the Book of Acts, the training, the right now live ongoing. We hope you. I'm going to do a thing to where you can register or sign up. I want to know how many are taking the course. And we're going to add another third and fourth. We're going to try to do 3 sessions a week until it's all done. But there's also file notes. And, I hope that you'll be a part of that as a believer in Christ. And let's take a note. We're looking at Friday. And two things specifically, the apocalypse and the ascending or ascendancy. Now, there's two reasons I want to bring this out. Revelation chapter 13. It's vital to understand in the first verse when John, by the Spirit of God, in prophetic drama, a vision that is a pictorial, communicating the message of God. He says, "And I saw a beast, a Theron, coming out of the sea." Please understand, 43 times Theron's used in the New Testament. About 25 times in the book of Revelation. And primarily, it all focuses on the Antichrist, the regime, and the false prophet. Here, in verse 1, when he says, "I saw a beast coming out of the sea." Now, whether that's actually underground water, I would say in the content of the Book of Revelation, the many waters, the idea that the Babylon, the whore of Babylon, sits on the many waters, and it tells us that's in reference to the sea of people, the people around the world from every language and tribe and nation, that full manifest dark institutional system called Babylon literally is in rule and reign and captivating the world. Now here, I believe the concept is the same. That's why I use the figure of speech a lot, that we need to look under the surface of the deep. You know, in California, where I've been many, many times, out to Huntington Beach, Seal Beach, Laguna, Newport, all these places, to go way off under the pier and look and sometimes see pods of dolphin. And every once in a while, alerts are given where there's a shark. And normally, you only see the fin. Just below the surface is where all the activity is. I mean, we look at the beautiful. I love looking at that ocean. I love looking. I sit on the beach and just look at it. Awesome, God's creation. But beneath that surface, there's a whole world. There's a whole world of things happening underneath. Now, this picture here, and I saw a beast, he is referring to, number one, this Theron here is a reference to the most powerful political, economic, and military system. And in my opinion, already existing below the surface, beneath the surface of the deep. Here's what it says. This political, economic, and military system that has to be in place already when the Antichrist, well, the apocalypse, the unveiling, he'll already be operative based on the book of Daniel, chapter 7, chapter 8. He'll already be involved politically, already in the system. In my opinion, he's already out there, already in the system. But because of the supernatural dark secrecy, their intent to keep things hidden till the day, and because of the restrainer that God has put in place to restrain the apocalypse, all the great chaos, the apocalypse, and this actual Anabeno. See where it says, I saw the beast coming, Anabeno, ascending, rising up out of. This system is, before it can ever rise up out of the, well, sea of humanity, the multinational, the governments, most likely deeply embedded in the Western, but the rest of the world. The system was to be developed along the way, and at the time that the Antichrist, false prophet, is prepared to have their apocalypse and their Anabeno, their ascendancy, well, the system. So if everybody's talking about a secret government, secret military, secret economic crew, the Word of God prophesied that system will be in place. God describes that system as a venomous, wild, beast-like in nature. The political ideology, the military force vision, the economic empowerment is defined as a beast, a Theron, just as Antichrist, Satan in human skin, is described Theron, venomous, a beast. Just like in verse, and we go down further, and we look at verse 12, the false prophet is described, and here's what John says, I saw another beast. Now look at this. In these cases, he's seeing 2,000 years ago by the direct leading of the Lord Jesus in pictorial vision form to bring about communication written down. You and I are reading the very things that he was engaged with and saw. He saw in the future another beast, another Theron, coming out of, again, anabaino is used. The idea of something that's deep underneath, it is ascending and rising up out of. Now, I'll talk about him in just a moment. Let me focus on the inseparable connection of the beast kingdom and the beast antichrist. Empowered by the same dark presence, overseen and overshadowed by what the Bible describes as dragon. Let me say again, Revelation 12 is the best place to look at it, but the concept of a huge megas red dragon in the air. It is, this presence is considered counterfeit to God the Father, counterfeit to omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence. As Jesus prayed to the Father, as Jesus was, of course, Savior, no one can come to the Father but through him. Please understand, the beast, Antichrist, will have that kind of relationship with the outside, in the air, yet deeply, well, at the pinnacle, manifest presence of darkness. The dragon, as massively brought out in Revelation 12 and now mentioned again in Revelation 13. I think we need some teaching on this. I think that there is almost nothing out there on this. This is occultists and others and theoretical physicists and researchers are talking about global brain, a conscious universe, that there's an energy field out there in the atmosphere, that there's a presence out there. That's where all the extra-dimensional entities, the alienologists and the ufologists are connecting with and seeing. A lot of activity out there. Let me give you two things. In the book of Ephesians, which is a massive unfolding of what's behind the scenes, not flesh and blood, but against supernatural, unseen, they're called arche, they're called those with exousia authorities, and cosmocrators in the heavenly realms. We read in chapter 2 of Ephesians about the prince or the ruler of the exousia, the domain of the air, eros. Now that is the Greek word that is defined as the immediate dense atmosphere encircling the earth. What I'm telling you is there has been and is right now encircling the earth, totally encircling the earth, a spiritual presence. Location, location, location. You heard about this. This is where a operating presence coming down on the earth is occurring and usually has connections in the old temples, you know, in Babylon, in among the Mayans, among the ziggurats, among the pyramids, among, well, Tower of Babel, on and on and on. You're going to find where the what was created in what some would call astroarchaeology, the links to the ground and up into the sky creates those spiritual doorways. Now, the sad fact is the primary thing used by the dark side is human blood sacrifice to widen those doors, well, open those doors, widen those doors, keep them open, et cetera, like the Maya under Nephilim and demonic presence did. Now, what I'm saying in all of this is this, that the presence of the dragon, when we get very close to the massive chaos and then the apocalypse of the Antichrist and this beast kingdom system, when that's going to occur and in direct corresponding activity or event, manifest in the air will be the thickest, most felt, demonstrative presence of the dark side, I believe, in global history. What some may have felt over ancient Mayan temple where the blood sacrifices and the ziggurat and all that, they would have felt. Some cities all around the world, you know you feel darkness in your city. You know you feel a dark presence. You can feel it on people sometimes. You can feel it in homes that have had rituals or doorways opened or in ritual sites and over cities. You can feel it in the air. We're going to talk about that specifically in a moment. But we need to understand the dragon. Now, this is what God says about this beast system. Albert Pike, Masons, New Agers, New Worlder, they're all calling it, a New World Order. New World Order or globalism that's coming off the lips of presidents and kings and military men and women and the UN and unleashed in the deep teaching of the New Age worldwide, unleashed in ancient occult writings, of course. That content is describing the dark side's agenda. That's what they're looking for. But it comes masqueraded as the Antichrist will, just as this dark supernatural presence is masqueraded to draw people in, so the Antichrist will be massively, a massive mask that masquerades the venomous Theron that he is. When the New World Order, political, economic, military system comes into power, listen to me now. I've been saying it for a year. There is no globalism without the spirit, the prince of the power of the Eros, the spirit who's now operative. There is no globalism without the spirit behind it. Globalism is the agenda of the fallen cherub. It will never come to power without the event of the chaos caused by them and the inseparable rise or the apocalypse of the Antichrist involves, listen, now his unveiling to the world will instantly involve seemingly like out of nowhere, but it's been there all along. It has been the system that has been moving the world towards destabilization, fracture, breakdown, and will be involved in creating the chaos. They're the ones involved in creating the satanic super soldiers, the black flag operations, the things that will cause nations to war. They're behind the scenes. Now, there are those that write about it, warn about it, but God gives the greatest specific definitions. The more you know the specific definitions of God and the insight that God has given concerning this future system. We're talking about, listen, the largest political, military, economic system in all of human history, even in Daniel, 2,600 years ago. Daniel writes by the Spirit of God from the visions and the word he'd been given. This fourth kingdom is different, unlike anything. You must understand, and I must understand, that this system is what, on the surface, promises salvation to the world, grips the control of the world, and all those things you've heard about control, we've seen nothing yet. Because most of the outside descriptions in conspiracy books and materials cannot grasp the power that conceived the system, that brings the inception, that brings the development behind the scenes, and then will force its rising, ana bano, its surfacing out of the deep into the public square. A system that will seem to have come from out of nowhere, but it's been there all along. They are there behind the kings and the presidents and the senators and the government. They're embedded everywhere. The idea, infiltration, embed, and wait. Even if they're ready, they still have the problem of the restrainer. It is my opinion that the beast, Antichrist, the false prophet, a beast, and the system is all in place and bulging at the seam, bursting at the seam, wanting out. They can't open that cage until the restrainer is removed. One more indicator of the sovereign authority of the living God of Christ. I hope you know him. I hope every Luciferian and Satanist listening, whether in Russia, Europe, United States, anywhere in the world, that you'll understand, your demons know this, the sovereign, infinite, immeasurable power, authority, and might of the living Christ. All God has to do is put a restrainer to stop the full force of all of Satan's work, abilities, powers, and collective, and hold it back. Christians should understand the restrainer is an indicator of God's sovereign power and control of it all, but also the opportunity for vast evangelism and doing it now. When the restrainer is removed, hell on earth will be unleashed, a great revolt, a massive revolt. The world doesn't even have any idea, but they're waiting. The troops to unleash it, they're waiting. The concept of the red horse, peace taken from the earth, and millions dying by the butchery of mankind, slaughtering mankind. Out of the rubble of all of it, the collapse of nations, governments, political systems, economic sources, seemingly, the collapse of everything that's in existence right now to the point of the feeling that annihilation is at hand, all of a sudden, an apocalypse and the Theron, Satan in human skin, Homo Satanus, the little horn, the man of lawlessness, Antichrist, Theron and his voice will be heard. Inseparable to that, apocalypse and his voice will instantly, out of seemingly nowhere, anabeno, a rise, an ascendancy, a coming out of a system. Look at verse 2, Revelation 13. This beast, now the Antichrist can be described the exact same way because the presence in the system and in the Antichrist himself is the same. But the system is described here, verse 2, the beast, the system, resembled a leopard. It's going to be so quick. Had feet like a bear. It's going to be thunderous, powerful, and a mouth like a lion. Instilling absolute, well, like Daniel talks about, the stern-faced king that will lead this. It will be a system that will crush everything. Nothing will stand in its way. It's a system, in my opinion, and many others around the world, that's already in place. We've only been able, probably on a conspiracy level, to see the tip of the iceberg. Only this insight we get from God gives us a picture of the whole berg, black iceberg under the surface of the waters. How big, how vast, what it will do. And in verse 2, the dragon, that collective power that in the atmosphere, if you think you feel it now, wait till then. The atmosphere will be charged. It will be as if dark presence is felt, sensed, and known. Flowing from that dragon collective sense of satanic presence, it gives the beast system power and his throne and great authority. So inseparable, the Antichrist and the system, Antichrist apocalypse unveiling, the system's anabeno rising up out of, the world will think, out of nowhere. This is supernatural. This is miraculous. When it rises, or the apocalypse occurs, the only reason the actual powers emanating from the collective, the dragon, it's massive. And verse 4 teaches us clearly that the presence of this collective worldwide, described as a huge red dragon, Satan's system, It's Satan and his system together to counterfeit the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent God. And because of that power, the dragon, with its power and manifest presence, will move mankind, humankind, fallen humankind, to, worship the dragon and then also worship the beast. The world will say in the future, who is like the Theron? They're going to say that in a favorable way. Who is like this super leader, this advanced being? Who is like this stern-faced king? Look at his eyes, listen to his mouth, see his face. Who is like him? Who can make war? Who can stand up against him? Who can stand in his presence? The Antichrist, the system, and then, let me tell you one more, the false prophet. Verse 11. In the apocalypse of Antichrist, the ascendancy of the system comes another layer instantly. And John says in verse 11, then I saw another beast, Theron, Anabano, coming up out of the earth. Not the sea this time, but out of the earth. It's very possible that the false prophet is clearly hidden, totally hidden, because his very presence unleashes demonstrative, seeable, feelable, recordable miracles that the world as a globe has never seen. He has two horns like a lamb. He's like a religious leader. He's going to be like a religious figure. But he spoke like the dragon. What is it telling you? His appearance is a mask. His voice evidences the real source. In verse 12, he exercised all the authority of the first beast, but on his behalf, on the Antichrist's behalf. And he made the earth and its inhabitants, Greek word earth dwellers, those who have rejected Christ. He made them worship the beast. Now, there's a point I want to get to in this section. Yes, the Antichrist has a fatal wound. It gets healed. That endears the world to him. That astonishes the world. But look what it says in verse 13 about the false prophet, Atheron. And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of man. Kind of like counterfeit to the Elijah occurrence, as if it was coming down from God. How's it coming down to the earth? The dragon, the collective in the air. It's all coordinated. When this false prophet calls for this counterfeit collective presence in the air, dragon, the power will be exercised out of the air, out of the collective, the satanic power, force, and that fire will come. Will he do supernatural signs and wonders? Absolutely, by the power of demons. That's happening all around the world now. Counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, right? Now, I want you to see verse 15, though. He was given power to give breath. Now, listen to this. This Theron, the second beast, was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast. Now, obviously, verse 14 says that he brings such a control, such a supernatural control, that he orders them to set up an image in honor of the Antichrist. Now, the image is very important, verse 15, because here it says he was given power, again coming from the dragon, to give breath. That Greek word is not zoe, life. It is spirit. To give spirit to the image, the icon of the first beast. The icon will be the exact representation of the Antichrist. But it'll be infused. It will not be just I don't care if it is technology. It will not come to life until the spirit breathed into it. Until demonic spirit is breathed into it. And operates in and through it, so that it could speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed. He also forced, notice the future, New Ager, notice the future, 2012er, notice the future, occultist, notice the future, remote viewer, this being who operates by the precursor presence you already into, he's going to force everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark, a branding, an identifiable branding on the right hand or the forehead. Talk about control. If you're a New Ager, if you're a 2012er, if you're a remote viewer, if you are an old occultist, if you are a secret society individual, if you are in any of those veins, you have received the precursor spiritual counterfeit that that side wants to use in you to prepare you for what's to come, and you will be drawn in. If you get this far, you will never come out. In the future, if you get that far in worshiping the image, taking a mark, you will never come out. That's why we're talking about it now. That's why we're saying Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of God, summons you to come out of the darkness here and now. Here and now. Now listen, with just a few minutes left on your notes, let's talk about you can feel it in the air. The reason I'm saying it's not just a subjective thing, though there are those who are blind to everything spiritual. They don't feel anything. But I've found that occultists, Satanists, undergrounders, chosen ones, they can feel their empire rising. I find spirit-filled, discerning believers and many millions of others, and I'm saying now billions, can feel it in the air. You can feel it in the air coming. 4 points to that quickly. Number one, the prince of the power of the Eros location, my friends. That's his domain. What you feel now is but a taste of what will be felt when the full manifestation of that collective globally, described as the huge red dragon in the sky, the idea of felt presence. Number two, there's a barrier, a veil. Of course, demons can't just jump from their side to ours. They need doorways. They need a topon. They need a doorway. And through ritual, through whatever means. And so they have sought and looked for, and they are in individuals, on individuals, over individuals, spirit guides, all kinds of powers and presence and abilities from a distance or on or then in. They can do this. Now, the barrier is clearly there, and the full manifestation, because of the restrainer, can't come about, but will when the restrainer is removed. Number three, it is unseen, but clearly felt. That's true about Ephesians 6. Your struggle is not, your warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against unseen rulers, authorities, cosmocrators, wicked forces in the heavenly realms, that we know are there, but as we get to Revelation 13, 12 and 13, when the events, when the restrainer is removed and the events begin, there will never be in history a greater felt demonstrative presence in the air. Number four, this is all because of the enemy's presence. This is all because of the collective manifest presence, the CMP, the collective manifest presence of the dark side. You can feel it in people, a demon. You can feel it at ritual sites. You can feel it over cities. Many billions, I think, feel something in the air. And what's in the air is the first event. What is that collective plotting? First of all, catastrophic chaos and anarchy, bloodshed, that will collapse everything in order to lead to the crying need for and the embrace of a new system. And that new system is what we're reading in Revelation 13. A beast system, a beast individual, Antichrist, and another one, a false prophet. Well, listen, discerning the dark spirits, quickly, I got 2 minutes here. Not evil suspicions, not obscure dreams, not a bunch of innuendos. But instead, there must be a witness of the Holy Spirit, confirming of the Word of God. Even charismatic gifts like word of knowledge, discerning spirits can be used when it comes to that side in its presence. Bottom line, the restrainer holds the events back. We've got some time right now. When the restrainer is removed, 2 Thessalonians 2, all hell will surely unleash in the air, on the ground, and in every way. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. We are at the end. God bless and good night.